Hello, okay. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, Anneli. Life be lifing. I would like to start by asking, how is everyone doing? I just want to do a wellness check because today I am not shooting rainbows from my behind because I'm essentially done with a certain situation. I would like to walk out of it, and I'm not sure if it's easy for everyone out there to up and quit things. I'm not a quitter. If there's anything that I've quit in life, you could say a video game. I would quit a video game in a heartbeat. But real life experiences, I like to walk them through and see them through. So for this one, I have to go back to when I was 18. I was working in a call center called Language Lines. In this call center in my country, Dominican Republic, the pay was really good. The co-workers were great, and I never had any issues with management. Every time I've had a job, I like to do things how I'm supposed to do it. I am an adult. I don't appreciate being told what to do over and over as if I was a child. So I make sure I do everything I have to do, what's under the scope of my job description, right? And back then in Language Line, I was an interpreter who was interpreting from English to Spanish and Spanish to English. So I was essentially in a three-way call all the time with utility companies and their clients. And the job was so great that later on I found out there were people that were working from home. This is the first time I ever heard of a job that you can do in your house. I never heard of that term before I was 18 years old. And unfortunately, at the time, they weren't hiring more work from home employees in that company, right? So it turned into a goal, right? I was like, if I ever bump into something that's work from home, I'm going to try it so I can see how it is. Fast forward 2020, the pandemic and all these things going on, I finished my associate for medical assistant. I get this opportunity to work in a company called SN Healthcare, which I am currently still employed at. Now, keep in mind, back then everything was smooth and everything was great because when you're new in a company, you don't really see their flaws. You kind of stay to yourself, specifically if it's work from home, right? You don't know these people in person. You never seen them in person. You've only seen them through Zoom meetings, Microsoft Teams meetings, things like that, in a camera. The supervisor I started with was great. The person who trained me was great. He trained me for 2 weeks. For some reason, something happened that caused the training to be extended an extra week. Supposedly, they said that the training was a week, but they extended it 2 weeks. Not sure why. That guy that trained me is no longer here. Keep in mind, this company has a history of people quitting all the time, constantly. They're always understaffed in every single department, whether that's their medical department or their home health department. So my supervisor was great. She was pushing towards me getting more responsibilities and getting a raise. And then all of a sudden, they changed me from Teams. They gave me a new supervisor. I asked what happened, and they were like, oh, that's just something we do. We like to shift things around so everybody can learn from everybody. Some excuse like that, or along those terms. So mind you, with this new supervisor, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know my qualities, my skills. So she was not putting in a good word for me to continue to rise through the vines, right? I would like to mention this guy because he doesn't work here anymore. I was interviewed by a supervisor when I first started working there. His name is Anthony. I said his name because he no longer works in SN Healthcare. What caught my attention from that company was that he stated to me, this is a company that proudly pushes for growth. Now, he didn't specify if the growth was financially or if the growth was not really sure what other kind of growth he was talking about. But I assumed that it was, you know, you get promoted a lot and things like that. My healthy, young, new employee mind, right? Again, the guy that trained me is no longer here. His name was Lewis. And the guy that interviewed me, that was a supervisor, his name is Anthony. He's no longer in this company either. Every single coworker that I've had, that I started working with in 2020, they are no longer here. Everyone moved on to a better paying job. I've had over 6 supervisors, and most of them have left as well to find places that pay more. Now, at this time, I just want to say that I am essentially trying to silent quit. Not really sure what my exit strategy is going to be, but I just know that because I'm no longer growing here mentally, physically, or spiritually, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be at this job anymore. It's very messy, very disorganized, and I have discovered that they care about quantity over quality at all times. They like to promote in meetings that we're like a family. That's the number one red flag that I learned about this company. Any company that says we're a family, they're toxic. It's very, very toxic. So right now, I just took 2 weeks of unpaid work off. 2 weeks of unpaid work. And I didn't wait for my supervisor to approve it. I just didn't clock in. Why? Because I'm drained. I came to the realization that the supervisor that I have, she doesn't really know what she's doing. I feel like a lot of people lie on their resume, and I'm not saying lie on resumes. I'm not saying don't lie. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do here. I just know that she lied through her teeth, because this lady, she doesn't know how to give access to SLs or edit Excels. And I feel as though that's one of the skills that you should have as a supervisor, to know how to handle documents, right? To create documents, edit documents, give people access to documents. She's been here over 6 months and she still doesn't know how to do it. You know, she likes to claim that she's from the, you know, the old era, the back in the day, this and that, the hustlers and this and that. And it's like, it's very overwhelming. I never cared about her other dysfunctions with my coworkers because it never bothered me. She never decided to take her agenda and point it towards me. But now that she is trying to mess with me, I'm not a child, you know. I don't have to be here for the mess. I really don't. She tries to make it seem like this is the best job ever, that they're not hiring anywhere else, and that I don't do my job, basically. Those are the comments that she makes. And she tries to get me to disrespect her, and I don't. I just let her talk. I keep my mouth quiet, because if I don't have anything nice to say, I'm not going to say it. She's not going to catch me on record anywhere saying anything disrespectful to her. She can say whatever unprofessional thing she needs to say. Mind you, she's not cursing me out. She's not cursing me out, but she's talking as if we were people in the streets, you know. If you look up this company in Indeed.com, you will see many statements that can back up what I'm saying. They're disorganized. They're disorganized and they don't care about their employees, and they will not give you a raise. Whatever salary you start with, that's the salary that they're going to keep you with until you decide to leave. I started working there, and after a year, I noticed, oh, they don't automatically give you a raise. Let me ask for it. It took me months and months of asking about a raise. Supervisors always giving me the runaround, saying, oh, we'll look into it, we will look into it, we'll let you know. By the time they gave me a raise, all they did was give me a 17 cent raise. And after that, I've never asked for a raise again, because I automatically knew this company is very cheap. They're cheap and they don't care about giving you extra work for the minimum amount of labor. So because I no longer care for this company, I no longer care if they let me go or not. That's why I keep mentioning their name in this episode. And what I do there, my title is called Care Coordinator or Care Manager. I'm essentially a bridge between the members or patients and their social or medical barriers. And basically on the medical side, I have way more access to helping them with appointments, referrals, durable medical equipment, and medication refills, things of that sort, right? On the social side, I have no access to give them things. I have to call third-party companies and ask if these patients are eligible for their programs, whether that's housing or food security or employment. All of those social barriers, I have to call companies and see if the patients can get these things. Now, when it comes to housing security, that's difficult for a lot of people to obtain because there's a long list depending on which housing program you apply to. There might be a long list, so patients end up being very impatient and thinking that I'm a social worker and that I have access to giving them housing, so they get disappointed. And eventually they see that they don't need any help in the medical department. They're very independent and all they need is housing security. And when they see that this company doesn't provide that for them, they would like to disenroll. Now, this company doesn't like patient disenrolling. There was a meeting where a supervisor let slip the word that she would say, oh, try to convince them to stay in the program. And one of my coworkers was like, we don't think the word should be convinced. If they want to go, they should be able to go. And she had to switch her vocabulary and say, oh, I didn't mean convince. I mean, just let them know again what the program offers. Mind you, there's many other programs out there that offer the same thing and perhaps even better. So when my patients personally, when they want to go, I let them go. I wish them well on their new journey because I am well aware of my limitation as a employee. Now, it's really sad because at the beginning, again, like I said, I was full of hope because it was a remote job, a work from home job that I always wanted. Years ago, I was 18 when I wanted a work from home job, and I got a work from home job. Let's say I was, over 10 years ago. Over 14 years ago, I wanted this job. And now that I've been here 3 years and I see that there's no growth, now I'm setting my sight to something else. I would like to do something else. What is that going to be? I am not sure yet. You know, I know that when the time does come, I will find something and it'll be better than this because I do not appreciate. I understand that the company doesn't really care about their people, but when you're working under a supervisor that directly is messy, that your coworkers have complained about her to general managers, they have complained about her to HR, there has been meetings where they go back and forth, she doesn't know how to de-escalate situations, and she will say things to people like, oh, bye Felicia, and things like that when things get heated. And the fact that she's still working there tells me that the company will always back up a manager or supervisor versus people under them. And she even made a joke one time and was like, you guys have complained about me all this time and I'm still here. And she laughed after that statement. So I've known, you know what, there's no point in me complaining to the higher-ups because she's right. She's still here. There's no point in complaining about them. I just stay out of her way. And when she comes talking crazy to me, I just ignore her. Sometimes I don't even answer her calls. I don't answer her calls because I'm not about to stop what I'm doing in my routine and my schedule because she wants me to drop what I'm doing to do something that she wants me to do. Because according to other people, she doesn't necessarily do much, you know. She is at the office sometimes watching Netflix and YouTube. I was shocked that this was something that was said because the person that said it is a very hard working person. She takes on the load of many other people. She finishes her panel of patients in 1 week, and then they give her more work to do. So for this supervisor to try to say things to this hardworking person to get them to say something like that to them, that lets me know this supervisor, she's unhinged. She doesn't really know what's going on, or she's delusional. I'm not really sure. I'm just sure that no one likes her. In this team that I'm in, she can't even do the bare minimum. She doesn't even know people's schedules. She's unwilling to write down in a post-it people's schedules. All the time she's asking if people are in, if they're remote, or if they work in the office. You yourself work in the office. How is it that you don't know your staff that works in the office? I'm not saying know it by heart, but you should have it on a paper so you can look at it instead of asking people the same thing over and over and over. It's annoying. It's very annoying to be speaking about the same thing all the time. Well, like I said, I'm not sure why she's employed here. And if anything, if HR or general managers or whoever asks me anything about her, I will tell them I don't want to say any statements about her. But if you guys are willing to change me to another team or another supervisor, I would rather be changed to another supervisor. I'm not going to give them any specifics because people have complained about her and nothing has been done. So I'm not going to waste my time giving more statements about her that are not going to have any results. You know, I hope if you're someone that is working somewhere that is like this or worse than this, I can only imagine what you're going through. The stress, the burnout, the self-doubt of thinking, am I doing enough? Am I overdoing it? It's a lot, you know. I hope that you take good care of your mental health. Try to be with loved ones. Try to take breaks. I've never done this in a job ever. Take 2 weeks of unpaid time off, because this lady, this supervisor, this job really, really, really pushed me to, at some point, I've thought about quitting many, many times, but because there's no benefit to you quitting, I haven't. This supervisor, I've told her several times, let the higher-ups, the director of operation, whoever needs to know, to let them do what they need to do. And she really got on a phone call with me to stroke her ego so everyone could hear her in her office, to say to me, you just want to get fired so you can be on unemployment and be chilling. Lady, this company is cheap. What they offer for unemployment is $300 a week. You think that's money? We do not have the same mindset. I can tell you right now that my supervisor and I do not have the same mindset at all. She thinks $300 a week is money. I don't think that. I've never thought that. So that lets me know. With those comments that she says, I will get on the phone and I will let her talk, and she will tell me, oh, I'm just talking to myself, so I'm gonna let you go. If you see that I'm ignoring your shenanigans, why are you continuing to talk to me? I'm not going to entertain your little petty sessions. I'm just not. And I know there's a lot of people out there that they quit their jobs when people try to talk to them like their children or their friend, when we are not friends at all, you know. I really, really hope that more jobs are able to take into consideration the whole lying on the resume thing. It's one thing for you to lie. It's another thing for you to be on that job and not learn it. There's no excuse. There's YouTube. There's many platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, Twitter. You can go on any of those platforms and you can search how to edit an Excel, how to create an Excel, how to make a PowerPoint. Any of those tools that you do not know how to use, we have the resources online to learn how to use them. She doesn't know how to do it because she doesn't want to learn how to do it. She just wants to skate on by in life, And that's not the type of person that I am. So I don't want to be associated with her. So we will see how that goes. Definitely, if changes happen, I will update you guys for sure. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. I had a great time venting. I needed it. I am relaxing at home, taking it easy. We'll be going back to work next week, but as of now, I'm recharging. And when I come back, let's see what happens. If how vulnerable I was with you helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.